This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
So, Michael, the Kansas City Chiefs found their newest backup quarterback for Patrick Mahomes. On Monday, they agreed to send a 2027 sixth-round pick to the New York Jets to acquire Justin Fields. Why, Mike, help me out. Why is it that I want to see Justin Fields still get a shot?
Like not in Kansas City.
Well, no, he's not going to now. I mean, yeah, if Mahomes goes down, he probably will be down early, but I want to see him, like, get a real shot where he could take over. But, Mike, he's 27. He's 27 years old. I don't know, man. Justin Fields is one of those quarterbacks that I still wonder if he had gotten in the right situation, would it have worked out for him? He shows glimpses, and then he shows a lot of bad stuff, too. But, I mean, his career started with Chicago, and we can all kind of agree Chicago screwed him over. I mean, right? Faith? I mean, maybe not. I'm asking a Chicago fan. It felt like there just wasn't as much of an emphasis on building around him that they're doing now. I see them doing that now, obviously, with Caleb Williams. And then he goes to Pittsburgh. Weird situation there. And then with the Jets.
And the Jets are the Jets.
Was that already 2 years ago that he was in Pittsburgh and it was Russell Wilson? Wow, that doesn't feel that long ago. But I guess Russ was with the Giants this last time around. Yeah, this is going to be, I guess, interesting to see because Mahomes might not start the season. So would it be Justin Fields to get going? Faith says, as a former Bear, I root for him. He just needs the right fit. Yeah, that's one of those guys. I just feel like if he had the right fit, he could have worked out, man. But at 27, I just don't know anymore.
I wonder about that with Kyler Murray. I wonder if he had a better fit. But with that, with some of these quarterbacks, it's like 50-50. You go to that really terrible franchise, and you're like, is it the franchise or the quarterback? If you go to a good franchise and you can't succeed, that's the quarterback. That's the quarterback. If you go to a bad franchise and you can't succeed, it's kind of a toss-up.
Well, like the Broncos were, they had a bunch of quarterbacks. They had a bunch of quarterbacks, you know, in between Peyton Manning and Bo Nix. That was one of those things where it's like, it's kind of a mix where the franchise wasn't in a good spot, really. They weren't the Browns, but they weren't in a good spot. And that was on them for not, like, it was the quarterbacks, too. Like, I don't think Trevor Siemian, had he had a different shot, is going to be a franchise quarterback. Or Paxton Lynch or any of those guys.
Career backup.
Yeah, but that was the Broncos' issue. They were finding career backup guys. They weren't taking massive swings for young talent or proven talent or what have you. So I think, to be fair, that was a bit of both for the Broncos. Bad drafting. But when you see guys that are in the first round and they go to a different franchise and they're supposed to save that franchise, yeah, then you can make that argument that is it the quarterback or is it the franchise? I don't know why, but I still feel like, I mean, the franchise he was on, Chicago, which now it looks like they're figuring stuff out. Pittsburgh, weird spot. Mike Tomlin, fine, right? But with Russell Wilson, and I don't know if the pressure there was weird. And then the Jets. Good luck playing for the Jets, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin was great with Ben Roethlisberger. So you have that question, was it Big Ben? Was it Mike Tomlin?
And Tomlin was a good coach, right? I mean, he always had a winning season. Or
even
was it he never
it,
had a losing season? That means you're a good coach. Are you a great coach?
No.
As much as I love Mike Tomlin, it's not in the resume. You know, you could say, yeah, it was because Big Ben won. Didn't Big Ben win two? Because he won one with Cowher and won one with Tomlin?
I loved him in Love and Basketball.
Am I wrong on that, though? Didn't Big Ben win two?
He won one.
Oh, really?
No, I think you're
he
right.
Won he won one with Bill Cowher, right?
He won one with Cowher. I don't really consider that one. I thought the refs were terrible.
Yeah, he won two. 2006. Yeah, he won it the year that wasn't that the year the Broncos beat the Patriots?
And then the Broncos got throttled at home.
And then they got throttled at home. And Pittsburgh went on to win in 2006, and then they won it under Mike Tomlin in 2009 with Big Ben. So yeah,
I always forget that first one, the one against the Seahawks, because I was not happy about that game.
Well, it was weird because they win one with Cowher, and then just a couple of years later, 3 years later, they win another one under Mike Tomlin. So that's why I think that timeline always is kind of messy. I cannot believe this, Mike. Darius Slay, cornerback, he played primarily for the Lions, and then he played 4 or 5 years with the Eagles, and then his last year was with the Steelers. He announced his retirement. Darius, dude, he played 13 seasons. It does not seem like Darius Slay has been in the league for 13 seasons. That's when you know. You're getting older, man. You are getting older.
When Tom Brady retired, I officially became older than every NFL player.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, and
there's
close.
There's no kicker out there who's older than me. Normally, like, it would have been maybe a kicker at 40-something years old. But no, I'm now officially older than every NFL player.
I remember when you're young, right, you're not thinking about that. But then when you get into college, you start going, oh, wow, I'm older than a rookie. Okay. And then you get out of college, you progress a little bit. Oh, wow, I'm 5 years older than a rookie. This guy's on the, you know, one of my favorite players. What? I mean, you're older than that dude? And then you get to that point where you start saying, oh, I'm older than the coach.
Yeah, yeah. When Broncos hired Josh McDaniels, a lot of people were like,
he was young.
He was, because he was the youngest head coach at that time.
How old was he? 32? Was he in the early 30s, right?
He was like 32, 33. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were older than him. A lot of his players were older than him.
Yeah, that's when you start seeing that. And then then you look at college kids and you're like, wow, I'm old enough to, I'm almost old enough to be your dad. I'm not quite there. I'd have to get after it early, I suppose. But yeah, it's like you're old enough to be a college player's dad, Mike.
Yep.
How does that make you feel?
I mean,
you made your peace with it.
I don't feel 40s. I've always felt younger than I am. So, like, I feel like I'm in my 20s.
You're young at heart, Mike, and that's important.
Actually, I'm more old at heart.
The NBA is now going to hold a vote at the Board of Governors meetings next week to explore adding expansion teams exclusively in Las Vegas and, Michael?
Seattle. Go Supersonics!
So if you are become a Supersonics fan, we will kick you. I already had one producer that was an anti-Nuggets fan. Don't make me kick you out. And I didn't kick Bay out, but
I'm not necessarily an anti-Nuggets fan. It's just when I was a kid, I split my time between the Sonics and the Nuggets.
Fantastic.
I had a mistress and a wife.
That's weird. Okay, so this is becoming a reality. There seems to be momentum on this within the Board of Governors and the league office to approve moving forward with taking bids for franchises in Las Vegas and Seattle. Industry, according to ESPN, industry executives project proposals in the $7 to $10 billion range for each team, an estimate that both markets would be among the NBA's top eight revenue generators. The market appeal of Las Vegas and Seattle, plus the parity-friendly collective bargaining agreement, will likely lead to a robust purchase market for expansion. This will mark the first of multiple critical steps forward toward NBA expansion. First vote will allow the league to focus on Las Vegas and Seattle and having a bidding process for the teams. There will be a potential final vote later in the year to finalize transactions to 32 teams in both voting rounds. 23 of 30 governors must vote in favor. Everything I'm seeing is that a majority of owners are in on this. They like it. And then obviously you look at the popularity of the Golden Knights on the hockey side. I mean, they were good fast, so that helped. But they're pretty popular, right? And the Seattle Kraken are pretty damn popular.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people who have gone to Vegas. Vegas is a tourist destination. Every one of them says there's no Raiders stuff around. There's Golden Knights stuff everywhere.
Because it's theirs, right?
The Raiders feel like a tourist team.
It moved there. This is yours.
The Golden Knights were born there.
Yeah, and that's what this – in Seattle, enough time has passed maybe. I mean, you'd have to still be the Supersonics, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works with the Oklahoma City Thunder and their stuff and their baggage there, but you have to be the Seattle Supersonics.
I think so. I think there are enough angry Supersonics fans. They would want you to have the Supersonics, and they might want that old logo back.
I don't know. I would just hope that would be able to work out. I don't like have a problem with expansion in the NBA to get to 32. I do think Las Vegas should have all four. They should have all the pro teams. That's a great place. Seattle obviously is a great football area. It's a great hockey area now. Pretty good baseball area. You need to have that basketball team. So I'm like for it. It's just, these aren't the priorities in my brain that would help the NBA, and I don't. I get it. I'm fine with this going forward. I just want more on the court fixes. I want that to be the breaking news. Adam Silver is going to sit down with officials and rework and figure out how to fix some of the in-game stuff that's happening in this league. Yes, Michael.
The Oklahoma City Thunder currently own the Supersonics. However, and this is according to Sports Business Journal, the Oklahoma City Thunder have agreed to return the trademarks and branding to the Seattle NBA team.
There you go.
Similar to what the Hornets have done.
Yeah. When did the Supersonics relocated to Oklahoma City in 2008.
Is it that long ago?
Yeah. Sonics played in the NBA from 67 through 2008. They left because of a dispute about the lease for Key Arena, which the owner, Clay Bennett, said was outdated. The venue underwent extensive renovations from 18 to 21 and is now Climate Pledge Arena. And that's where the Kraken and WNBA's Storm play at this point. So
now you really get your money if you have an NBA team there. I mean, you already get money with the Kraken. Now you really get money with the NBA.
I think that a team in Vegas would do well for the NBA. Because like you said, it would be yours. So I think a team in Vegas, no question. And I think Seattle would do well again, especially if you retain that naming rights and it would feel like it's yours or yours again, almost reborn, even though the franchise was the Thunder, shifted. But you plant a new seed and become the new Seattle Supersonics. I think it'd be great.
No matter how much I do hate like fans in that area because they're obnoxious and smug and annoying, they do have a solid sports culture there. So I think there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, I think we're going to catch up with Tanner Schwint here in just a moment. We're gearing up for the Rockies, not that far away. I know he watched baseball last night. I only saw the strike that was a ball that probably should have been called a ball, but we'll get into that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
McCarr, Murray. Hear the postseason legends and their quest for another title on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You keep my hands on myself.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Tanner Schwint joining me
in the Aloe Fiber Studios.
What?
The hooligans just can't figure out how to sign up. It's the most simple process in the history of the world. Eastside Chris is sending up numbers that don't even make any sense. Mike, our own, your producer.
He did.
Sorry, co-host. Yeah,
because
I had to text him the link and say, hey, here you go. We haven't had any issues from our Good Morning NoCo listeners. What is with the hooligans, Brady?
I think this is technically pretty Eastside Chris simple. Is also a morning show listener.
Yeah, but he was a hooligan before.
And we claim him. NoCo. He's a Hall of Famer now.
He fits in here better.
He's a Hall of Famer. Technology sometimes eludes us, and that's okay. We find a way.
For those of you who are confused, trying to get on there, social media. It's everywhere on our socials, but go to 1310kfk.com, right on the homepage of the website. You can click on the big graphic right there that says, hey, March Madness, and it'll take you right there.
Faith says it's super easy to sign up. I don't know, maybe harder if you don't have an ESPN account.
Well, thank you. Faith is a Good Morning NoCo.
Well, I always, I have an ESPN Plus account, and so I'm on ESPN and have all my preferences saved, but randomly, you know, a month or so later, it just signs me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate having to sign back in because we got to have 500 million passwords now. And I'm not one of those guys that has one password for everything.
I've started just using the little passwords thing on your phone that comes on your phone installed. And it makes your life so
still
much
like
easier.
9 million passwords.
Yeah, but it just stores all
I do
them.
Have that on my computer, but sometimes if I log in on my phone or something, and I change.
This is why the hooligans are having a hard time. And how dare you? I have a question for you. How dare you?
That's not a question.
How dare you come in here and say you think I'm trying to dodge?
Is kind of a question.
You are so terrified that you're going to lose to the fat cowboy morning show host in a foot race. That you're trying to say that I'm trying to slither out of this. How dare you?
I feel like you are.
No, you're trying to make that a
slithering,
Micah. This cowboy boot, Micah. This cowboy boot that you were so infatuated with is going to be up your keister in a second. How dare you, Brady Holt, come in here and try and say that, oh, I've tried to back out. You're going to lose. I just think that there needs to be more people there to witness your epic collapse.
We're going to film it. It's just we don't want to have people pulling in and they're freaked out when they see two, you know.
And me, I own orange barrels. I got a plethora of them. Did I steal them when I was a high schooler? Probably not. I did.
We already got cones. Cones are coming.
Who's got the Ryan. Cones? Council member?
No, Ryan.
Oh, Ryan?
The Ryan. The Aloe Ryan.
Yeah, council member.
Well, council member, Aloe Ryan.
Yeah, the Ryan. Yeah. I heard Mike say City of Greeley. There you go. Why do you have that look on your face? How do you do this? And how dare you? Again, back to my original question. How dare you? You are afraid that you're going to lose to the 5'8" fat kid, and you're trying to say that I'm trying to wiggle out of it.
No, I'm not afraid.
You're very much afraid.
Why? I don't know.
You can buy a
Why are you looking at this?
25-pound bag of Reese's Pieces.
We got to have a VPN block here. We got to have to install something.
Why are you looking at this? What does this have to do with anything?
Between Micah accidentally.
I saw a link and I clicked on it. It was like an advertisement for candy. So I'm like, of course I'm going to do that. 25 pounds.
We have to put a limit on this.
You ever play the movie Duck or the game Duck Hunt?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like the ducks are flying around. Mm-hmm. It's really fun to watch. And then you know, you're the person with mm-hmm. the gun and shoot them out of the sky. That's like conversations here on the whole show. Mm-hmm. The whole show is like a bunch of ducks flying around, and it's a beautiful sight. There's mallards and whatever other kind of ducks there are. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And then Michael comes in with a gun and blasts all those little content nuggets out of the sky.
I need
and
dinner.
No recovering from that ever.
No, nothing at all. How dare you though? You know secretly you're kind of scared of losing to me.
9:30.
And you're no, it's you and Brian agrees with me, and Brian thinks you're gonna dust me. Brian agrees. There's a guy, we gotta have a watch party there.
Are
dude.
You nervous at all?
No.
A little bit.
No.
You've been stretching a lot.
I said this morning on Good Morning NoCo, and I do not want to blow a hamstring where I can't lift my child up because of this dumb race. And I'm very afraid of that happening. Just got off the phone with the McCartys. Daniel over there, he's awesome. They're prepared if we need a rematch.
Well, we'll definitely have a rematch.
They are prepared. Well, maybe. If I lose and it's close, I'm probably going to need a rematch. But if one of us gets dusted, no.
If it's far.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, there's no covering up 3 seconds here.
Yeah, no. There's not. That
should there be an ambulance on site just in case?
I don't think either of us are going to fall. I think we are your typical middle-aged, slightly used to be athletic white dudes.
Mm-hmm. I'm middle-aged. I don't think either of you are middle-aged.
Well, I don't think you were ever slightly athletic either.
Like, I do the monkey bars and stuff with Gavin and all that equipment, and I can still hang from my legs. Can you do that?
I
hang
had,
from the monkey bar.
No,
hook your legs.
My son's
around,
not quite that
but
age.
But you could
yet.
Go practice now.
That has nothing.
It's not
to do.
Weird looking.
That has nothing to do with a foot race.
It means my legs are limber.
Yeah,
and ready to go.
I just know that when I need my speed, it's still there. That's all I know, and that's probably youth still. But when I need my speed, it's there.
Do you ever see
the duration's not great? But when I need it, it's there.
Do you ever see Pineapple Express?
No.
Oh, who's the character you like that's in the baseball movie? It was HBO. He's funny. He was like the star, and he comes back. Eastbound and Down. Is that what it is?
He's
in it, and he's wearing a kimono, and he's going to Seth Rogen, who's in a suit, and he's like, check out. I can beat you any day. Look at what you're wearing. I'm in a kimono, dog. And Seth Rogen's character's like, what's the significance of that? He says, it means I'm more aerodynamic when I fight. That's me right now. Like, you wear boots and jeans all the time. I'm in sweats and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
That means I'm always ready for danger.
That's great. That's why we had to plan this out, because I'm dressed for success.
And I'm getting the clear, right? I can wear sweats to this.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, yeah, I think so. I'm going to be backwards ball cap, sunglasses, golfing shorts.
You're going to wear the sunglasses while we run?
Yeah.
That's an odd choice.
Why would I?
You're not going to be as aerodynamic.
No. I don't think that's my biggest problem.
If they're big rims, they could really upset the wind.
Might be
pattern.
The keg that I got carried around on the front of me at all times.
Could be that, too. Yeah.
There's a six-pack under there somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's more of a kegerator.
This is going to be fun. Coalahoma just drove by. Big city. Looks like they're setting up bleachers.
Nice. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the watch party doesn't start till 10. We can't be out there at 9:30. We're not the pregame show.
Faith says, you got to run before you eat or drink because you'll be miserable all day.
Okay. No.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm not touching a drop of alcohol or...
Rookie.
Do you think doing alcohol is
I
cool,
do,
Tanner?
And so do you, because we do it together.
Jake, the geologist guy. Tanner, you're a young'un, and I think you are safe as long as you stretch.
That's what I... Yep.
Yeah, but you could be young. Have you... Like, could... How old is...
This is insecurity coming out right now, Brady.
Like,
it's not a good shade on you.
Like, could my... Okay, could you beat up Stone Cold Steve Austin in a fight?
I don't know how old he is.
Doesn't matter. He's much older than you.
Right now,
probably in his 50s.
Right now, I could take Stallone. You could take Stallone.
No.
1,000%, dude.
You do that? This guy still lifts hard.
I don't care.
You couldn't beat him up.
Yeah, you could, too.
No.
Yes. How old Sylvester? You. Mike, if you're not looking
he's
up
He's looking
candy,
up M&M's or whatever his
how
favorite
Stallone?
Roll-ups
no,
are.
I am texting a Sonics fan.
There it is. Bam! There goes that conversation out of the sky.
It's our own fault, man. You brought him in.
And, well, I thought that was kind of his job back there, was to look things up when we didn't know the answer to things.
Brady, which Western team will move to the Eastern Division if Seattle and Vegas get in the NBA? Also, is it worth 90 shekels to shell out for the CSU game on Wednesday? John for NITWIT. 90 shekels?
Your listeners are something, man. I'm an educated bunch on Good Morning No Go.
Is it not? Is NIT not on like a regular stuff to watch? Like, do you have to pay to watch it?
I have no idea. What 90? I don't know.
90 shekels,
I have your answers.
It's a currency form.
90 shekels is, shekels, by the way, is Israeli. 90 shekels is $28.82.
To go to the game or to order the game?
Go to the game.
$79.
John, I wouldn't.
His face is $5.
Stallone, $79.
His face is $5.
Dude, you're taking. Come on now. You're going to lose to an 80-year-old man?
Sylvester Stallone?
Dude, come on.
He's still jacked, isn't he?
Mike got a lot of pictures of him running through him. I'm surprised he hasn't had testicular cancer.
Okay.
Boom! There goes another one.
I would not pay
$28 to go to the.
Are they hosting?
It's at CSU. I don't give a damn at all about the NIT guys.
To go to the game, like I don't to care go at to all. A game is always different.
Yeah,
if you want to go.
Yeah, but who do they play?
Saint
Mary's, Saint Joseph,
Saint Joseph, I think.
Micah just leans back in his chair. We're looking for the answer for something. And Micah's back there just wondering and daydreaming about those Reese's peanut butter cups.
I pride myself on my CSU coverage.
Yes, I was.
But I'm so disconnected when it comes to, they're playing St. Joseph. When it comes to NIT, secondary tournaments.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's good for them. Like, I would not say, don't go do that. You're wasting everybody's time. Go do it. Play another basketball game.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I'm not going to probably watch.
Let me put it this way. Like, what was it? John for NITWIT? Like, the CSU is paying to host. So do you want your school to possibly make money off of hosting? If you want to support that way, then go do it.
As far as the teams I'm hearing that Kaboof, I keep seeing Minnesota's name pop up a lot.
They're not in the NIT. The whole, no. Oh, in the, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I'm switching because he brought up the NBA thing, too. Who would switch to the Eastern Conference?
Oh.
Potentially.
Huh? I'd be fine with, can we pick? Can we send Oklahoma City there?
Yeah, well,
or the Lakers?
San Antonio?
I respect San Antonio.
Yeah, but I don't want to play Wimby all the time.
Yeah.
I'd rather
you're
do that
scared
in the
of Wimby.
Finals. I will be. He's only going to get better.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Yeah, he's only going to get better. So
he's scary now.
It'd be nice to win a championship this year.
Nuggets lose that game by probably 30.
Oh, they probably win by 60.
On Thursday night if Wimby plays.
Because Joker's already solved him right now. He's already figured out every step he's going to make.
Are you mentally prepared for an early exit for the Denver Nuggets?
That's just not going to happen.
Okay. You are as prepared for that as you are to lose to me in this foot race.
I'm not losing in the foot race.
That's what Tanner. I'm saying. You're not prepared for.
Zero chance. Tanner, could you take Chuck Norris?
How old? Yeah, he was just his birthday a couple days ago. Chuck Norris is older than Stallone, right, Mike?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, what's that age difference there, Mike?
Looking it up.
Thanks, Mike.
At least he's getting the important stuff. I asked him to look. Hey, what'd this guy sign for? Efforting.
Whatever.
He's 86 years young.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is.
He still knows karate, dude.
Dude, I don't care. That hip's going out. One solid leg kick and he's done.
What is your leg kick like?
Is it like
Kip and Napoleon Dynamite, man? Other arm.
I don't get that reference.
Sweep
either.
The leg?
Chuck Norris at 86 years old.
Have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I have, but I have more important things to retain, like what cow has calved and which one hasn't. Those are the
That's
important
That's why you're going to lose.
That's just not true.
You are 90. You're old there. You're checking your cows.
You don't think you could take 86-year-old Chuck Norris?
I do not.
Micah.
Michael, you feel free to, this is a safe space. When have you looked at me and said, Brady looks like he fights people?
Brady, you are not a fighter.
Thank you.
Brady,
not that that's a compliment.
You're a peaceful man.
Well, yeah, but I, like.
You're taking down.
With what move?
It doesn't matter. You tackle him and both hips break.
I'm going to put both fists up like they did in the 40s. And then, I'll be running them around. Like, what am I?
That's going to be our poll question on Good Morning NoCo tomorrow. Could you beat up 86-year-old Chuck Norris?
No, I mean, I don't, like.
This is
the last fight I got into, I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And we both ended up tackling each other and wrestled for a little bit, and then we got in trouble.
He's 80.
Josue was his name.
He's 86.
Hell of a fighter.
Six. 86 years old.
He still knows karate.
People he can't. It's
can
physically.
Fight.
He's
it's
physically
not just about
can't.
Strength. It's about technique.
Technique,
no.
Tanner.
No.
He sweeped the leg.
Incredibly
he'd
wrong.
Sweep the leg.
You guys,
go to
I
punch,
will give
you
this.
Catch your fist and turn it around, and he put you in an arm lock.
You guys are consistently dumb. I will give you that.
If you know fighting, and he still exercises, dude, he does. He probably can lift more than you can lift.
No.
Chuck Norris?
No.
He's
86,
probably still
Brady.
In some kind of shape. He's
yeah.
always been the type of guy that wants to be in shape. If look, even if he was like
guys, he's
100.
80.
Jake the geologist guy. When Chuck Norris was born, he drove his mom home from the hospital.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
I respect hell. I wouldn't want to fight him. You see that old man. Look at my telephone right now. You see that guy across
still,
the bar.
He probably
Brady.
Still has the moves,
Brady.
Man.
He can't move. That's 86-year-old. You see him. We see him sit at bars all the time. There's not a chance. Not a chance. Come on, guys.
He still has
Try
the, moves,
the smart side of your brains. Try the smart side.
I don't think. When's the last fight you got in?
I don't know.
Probably not. Tanner knows fighting. He's always picking one on the radio. Yeah, with
yeah,
your mouth.
You guys are all wrong.
You're always running
you guys
the mouth.
Are always
talking.
Always so wrong.
Michael, we need to train.
That's my new theme song, by the way, on Good Morning Noka's. Don't get angry at me. Don't get angry at me because I'm right and you guys are wrong. But then everybody gets angry at me.
I don't think you're beating Chuck Norris.
I think you do. I think Micah stands a chance.
Now, come on, man.
Okay,
that was
a little far. A little
it's
far.
About technique.
Michael falls down just trying to take
that's
a playful
true.
Swing at us. And
yeah, that's
just
true.
Falls.
That's true. That's true.
Fair.
Yeah, my
no,
knees
I went too
don't
far.
Work anymore.
I went too far.
Yeah, his knees don't work anymore. I do want him to have the scooter there, though.
At
Big
race.
City Roadhouse.
I can load
just
it in
like,
the back of the
I want up. Him to be like the guy that's pumping up the crowd, and he's just driving by. Yeah. Race is in 5 minutes! 5 minutes! And Mike's just running around with his scooter. What do you think, Mike?
No.
Why? Be a team player.
Dude, he will not bring that scooter anywhere. We ask him to bring the scooter.
You don't have to drive it over there. I can put it in the back of my pickup.
No.
He just doesn't. He's afraid it's going to get stolen.
No, I don't. I'm not a pump up the crowd type of person. Unless it's at a
You're
Broncos
not?
Game.
You're
we'll
not
a
pretend.
A Broncos
pretend
game.
I'm the Broncos like, and Tanner is the Raiders.
At least I did something in free agency.
Yeah, are we worried about that?
Oh, yeah, they're missing the playoffs.
You don't think they're
year.
Making the? What if they trade for AJ Brown?
I think that changes things, but as this roster is currently constructed, they're not making the playoffs. Everybody around them has gotten better, and they stayed the same. And I love Bo Nix. I think he's going to be very good. But they can no longer be like, we'll get somebody and let them build potential. It's like, the time's over. The time is over for that. You're not – I heard Benjamin Albright, and I respect what he had to say on your show last week. But, well, what if they win those games by 10? Okay, well, what if my grandmother had wheels? Like, it doesn't
she
matter.
Drive.
They're not going to have that good of a record in one-score games again. Look at what the Chiefs did 2 years ago when they had were in all those one score games. They won them all. The law of averages is going to come back, and you play that New York Giants game 1,000 times. That's the one time they win it. They go into Philadelphia and their offense is non-existent for 3.5 quarters. They don't win that game and again. They play that again. Like it's as hard as I was on the Patriots for how easy of a schedule they had, the
Broncos
weren't
second.
Far behind.
Let's finish up this conversation too. Let's take a quick break, Mike. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-seven minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, and yeah, there were a lot of people, Broncos apologists, that were kind of the mindset, no, something would happen, maybe not the first wave, maybe not the second wave, but we've been over a week now, and the Broncos... All they did was retain their own guys at this point.
I'm telling you, at this point, as this roster is currently constructed, they're not making the playoffs next year. You look at that schedule that they have, and it's an absolute beast, and they did not improve in any area. Like, I know they were a solid team last year, but it still wasn't enough. You've got to have an offensive playmaker, and I absolutely hate the re-signing of Dobbins and not getting, you know, is it Travis, is it Achane now?
Achane, yeah.
Travis Achane.
Instead of Travis Etienne.
Yeah, very, very interesting. But Travis Achane. Jr. or Kenneth Walker. You've got the money. Everyone's like, oh, don't overpay. It's not like you need 19 more pieces.
Just like one.
You
piece
need a couple and overpay for it. You've got the money and you've got a small window to overpay and be fine. And they didn't do it, and everyone around them got better. And right now, as currently constructed, your Denver Broncos are not.
So you don't think Bo's good enough to raise all the, because that's what they're saying.
No.
This is why I was so frustrated after the playoffs. It was this, oh, if Bo's there, no, guaranteed they're winning this and guaranteed they're doing that. And I like Bo. He's just not arrived yet. He's not there yet. He's a fine quarterback, but he's got a long way to go.
I think I was, you know, I was of the mindset, too, that if Bo plays that game against New England, they win handily, because I don't think New England was a good team. And I said that all year, and I think we saw that in the Super Bowl. I don't think New England was a great, dominant team. That's why I think that. I think they'll be fine, but they're not going to be able to be as dominant in those one-score games as they were this year. You know, and now Bo Nix, you say maybe that Buffalo game he arrived. There's going to be more film on him now, and you know, everyone's excited about the change in play calling, but let's not forget it was Sean Payton's play calling that has led him to the playoffs in the AFC Championship game in the last 2 years. So, and I'm pretty sure that Davis Webb's going to have a real short leash. I'm just saying, like, the status quo wasn't good enough, and right now with that schedule, I don't think Denver makes the playoffs.
12:49, the time. We'll wrap up hour number two here coming up. We've also got the pressure cooker coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Stick with us here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Watch the madness with us at Big City Roadhouse on March 19th. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Is this another one of those, like, Sean Payton is so confident, is the nice way of putting it, that the guys he's brought in over the last couple of years through the draft and free agency, he's looking at saying, we were that close against the Patriots. I don't think we need to go crazy. I want to prove that we're better with just this group. I don't need to go spend big Walmart money. Because, I mean, again, that was the first thing. It's like, okay, you're free up of the Russell Wilson contract. You have the richest owner in all of sports. This is going to be easy to do. Is there a part of him that's like, I don't want to do this, and at the end people say, well, they just went out and bought a Super Bowl. You can't really do that in the NFL as much. But if ever there was a team set up to do that right now, it would be the Broncos. And they were players. They were making calls to the Travis Etienne, Etienne, whatever it is now. there were conversations, at least, with agents on Kenneth Walker and other receivers in this thing. But nothing really led to that much where it wasn't an aggressive push by the Broncos, it sounds like.
Yeah, if this is Sean saying, you know what, I want my guys and I want to just, then that is going to be the mistake that keeps him from winning another Super Bowl with this team. Because what I just don't understand is that people are like, oh, for that price, that's ridiculous. It's like, that's what the going price is. So what do you mean? If you want a running back of that caliber, that's what you're going to have to pay. And the fact that they didn't, I think it is a mistake. I don't know. I kept thinking that maybe George and Sean had something up their sleeve that they were going to pull off.
They still might. I mean, the A.J. Brown thing is certainly heated up.
I don't love the A.J. Brown thing.
I don't either.
I really don't. I don't think that's a guy that you want in your locker room.
I think the running back position and the tight end position obviously were the two keys. Tight end, okay, Isaiah Likely was really the top of the chain there when it came to tight end, so you didn't get aggressive there. But you're running it back with J.K. Dobbins, like, as much as he loves being a Bronco, he was Plan B.
Yeah.
He was Plan B. If the other guys fall through, then we are going to reach out and get this deal done with J.K. Dobbins. If healthy, he's very good, but that's a big question. It's a big if, for sure. All right, coming up next, we got pressure cooker time, Tanner.
All right.
We could do, it doesn't have to be the night of. It's just kind of like, who's in your pressure cooker today as we look at things surrounding the world of sports on this Monday, March 16th. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.